in close. Closer. Right. Oh, right here. Your arm goes here, around me. And your legs follow mine, and yes, oh God, yes. This is exactly how I imagined it. Wrapped up in your arms, fit together like puzzle pieces, your breath in my hair, your arm around me. This is how we described it would be on the phone, right? It sounded so perfect then and now. Well, I didn't think it could possibly be any better, but this definitely is. I can feel your heart racing, you know. No, don't. No, don't feel bad. Don't pull away. I was just gonna say that it makes me feel better for being so nervous, too. I mean, there were some nights when I just thought that this would never come. That you were just some, I don't know, phantom online, and that this was just some huge prank, that you weren't who you said you were, or, oh God, any number of horrible things. I clung to this dream of us being together, of us making it real, of all these promises one day coming true, and God, here you are. Even with your arms around me like this, it still doesn't feel real. It feels like a dream. Like it's too good to be true, you know? Anyway, I'm rambling, aren't I? You always let me ramble. It's part of what I love about you. You never seem to have a problem with just letting me talk. I know, my voice is music, you'd say that. Or hearing me talk is relaxing, or whatever romantic fluff you'd spout to get me to melt for you. You've always been so good at that. You were always so, you know, smooth and charming. And I worried I was just another girl in your harem. Until I realized that we spent so much time together online that you didn't have any time for anyone else. How could you be cheating on me? One might even say that you were obsessed. Then again, what's not to obsess over? I mean, I am pretty amazing. Hey, no tickling. That was part of the rules. You remember the rules, don't you? You don't tickle me, and I won't go looking for your porn collection. Pervert. Not that you'll be needing it much longer now that I'm here, right? Baby. Oh, that's not tickling. That is something else. Oh, baby, I just, oh, baby, no, oh, please, not yet, okay? Oh, no, you're okay, you're fine. Oh, stay here, stay close. Hold me again, soon, maybe sooner than you think, just not tonight, not yet, okay? No, I'm not mad. Of course not. To be honest, I mean, I'm kind of surprised you didn't go for it sooner. And to be really honest, I really want it too. But it's strange, you know? I only just met you in person a few hours ago. And I mean, in a lot of ways, it's still new. It's like we're starting all over. I love you. I've loved you for years, and as soon as I saw you, I knew deep down that all of those feelings were justified, but this is like a fresh start for us, you know? And I just want to take our time with it, that's all. You've no idea how hard it's to say that, with you finally here, and with all that we've done over the phone and on the webcam and, God, everything else. And you're so, so much hotter than you said you would be. Yeah, you are. And by the way, I don't care what you say. That is big. Now, down, boy.
Believe that we're actually
for years, planned and hoped, staying up late every night, falling asleep with the webcam still on, waking up with the imprint of headsets on our faces, and now finally, oh God, finally you're here. This is real. This is us. And our future can begin together. Oh, that's right. One day at a time. We finally made it. Baby, I love you. Yeah, you better. Come on, let's go to sleep, sweetie, okay? For once, I want to be able to end the night without having to disconnect. Thank you, baby. Thanks for coming out here, for making this happen, for God, for being real and for being mine. Oh, good night. Baby. Still awake? I was just wondering. Is it too late to change my mind about, you know, not tonight?